Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six and seven figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
What? Hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by the Big Thinkers Academy, where we provide professional solutions for maximizing human potential. I want to remind you about our awesome nonverbal workshop that is the Art of Reading Body Language. Coming up on February 21st, go to www.bigthinkersacademy.com and get registered today. I promise you, you do not want to miss this event. It's going to be a phenomenal opportunity for HR professionals, sales professionals, even those who are in relationships. And how about your parents with teenagers out there? Learn key ways to understand what your person's or partner's or your client's body language is signaling to you. This is a great way to excel in business. So, again, join us February 21st, get your seats right now because we have limited seating. That's at bigthinkersacademy.com and get registered today. Well, you know, here at Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six and seven figure earning women, and our purpose is twofold. We love to inspire you, the audience, and encourage you. And also, second, we must edify, promote, and acknowledge and say thank you to our sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. And happy Monday and happy holidays to you. Today is December 5th. Oh, my goodness, 2011. I don't even know what to say, how fast this year has gone by. I guess when you hit 30, everything just speeds up. I don't know. But I hope you all are as excited about your future as I am, because trust me, it is extremely bright. No matter what you might see right now, it is bright. So get excited about that, because I sure am. And you know, we are here every week at the same time. That's Mondays, 12 noon Eastern, so go out and spread the word. So you know, again, today we are so excited about this show. This is our third part in this incredible series where we are celebrating the release of our new book, Wealthy Direct Sales Women. That's right. You hear that, independent ladies in the background. When I tell you we have some phenomenal women in this book, you must go to www.wealthydirectsaleswomen.com. When I tell you today, I am so proud to introduce to you two of the most powerful women in the, and they are some of the most recognized coaches in professional development. That's right. We have Ms. Cassandra Johnson and Ms. Tracy Montfort. So you know what you got to do. You need to go out there right now, text everybody, tweet them, tell them dial 347-838-9278 right now, 347-838-9278. And you can also listen to Wealthy Sisters Radio. That's Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, radio.com. Listen live there. And you can always catch this awesome show and all of our other great shows at that same web address. If you're on Facebook and you're on Twitter, be sure to follow us at Wealthy Sisters, and even here live on the Blog Talk Network, you can click follow so you can stay in contact with us here on the show. Well, I just got the privilege of introducing to you, like I said. Let me just share a little background on our guest, our first guest today, Ms. Cassandra Johnson. Well, she actually spent nearly 17 years in corporate America building her career with some of the most recognized brands around the country. I mean, top Fortune 500 companies like Church & Dwight, L'Oreal, Revlon, just to name a few. Ms. Johnson has a proven track record of building some of the most recognized brands, like with Lysol, Nair, I mean, you name it. Well, today she is one of the top leaders in a company called Compass. She's a presidential ambassador, and she also has a professional coaching firm as well. So when we come back from this short break, we're going to hear from none other than the awesome Cassandra Johnson. Stay tuned.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.willdrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Carmel Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
Well, hello, we are live and back. I want to say thank you and a welcome to all of our chat room visitors. We see you there. So excited to have you, and our lines are packed out. I know you all are calling in from all over the world. That's the exciting part about having our show here live on the Blog Talk Network. You get a chance to reach people all over the globe. And one of the awesome things that I've learned, we all have the same thing. We all have the same desires. We want what's best and to improve our lives. So that's so exciting to me. Well, again, if you've just joined us, we're here live on our third part series to introducing our new book that will be released the first of next year, 2012, Wealthy Direct Sales Women. And today we happen to have two of the dynamic features, Ms. Cassandra Johnson and Tracy Montfort. So Cassandra, we're going to open up the line for her now, and just love to hear and welcome you to the show today. Hello, Cassandra.
Hello. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Deborah. I appreciate it.
Yes, yes. Well, congratulations to you for, I mean, just the incredible things that you have been able to accomplish in such a short period of time. And we want to thank you for being a part of our project as well.
Thank you. And I'm really excited to be a part of the project because I'm so passionate about direct sales. And so anytime I have an opportunity to reach women and really share with them about this awesome industry, because it truly is an awesome industry. It is a profession. It's a serious profession, really celebrating women, making them very wealthy. And so an opportunity to share it with others, I always take advantage of that because I just know how important it is and how much of a difference it can make in someone's life.
You're right, and you know it's incredible today just to see the interest level that has increased. I know my background; I've had about 20 years of experience in this industry, and today it seems that there are a lot more people that are interested that may not have been interested before. I mean, when I look at your background, very impressive. Traditionally, normally you wouldn't see even people with your background involved in it. Have you noticed a change or a shift as well in the industry?
Absolutely. I mean, I think people are starting to understand the value of having another stream of income. The other thing about this particular industry, as people really start to understand the way the industry works, they're really starting to shift their thinking about direct sales and network marketing, and it's one of the industries that's really recession-proof. This is one of the industries when the economy is struggling, this is one of the industries where it actually goes up. Because a lot of people are looking for an option, looking for an alternative to supplement their income or even replace their income, and direct sales is definitely a key industry to make that happen.
I know I was sharing today with some people who had questions about the industry, and that was one of the things that I mentioned. It's not that I think a lot of times people, when they get involved, they get fixated on one outcome where that might be the top of the compensation plan. But there are, as you probably, well, I'm sure you know and you can share more on this, there seems to be a lot of people who are kind of getting in, if you will, where they fit in. Maybe they want to make $2,000 a month or an extra $800 a month. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely. I mean, even if it's an extra $300 to $500 a month, I mean, what we found also in a lot of work that's been done with all the economic stuff going on, that if people had an extra $300 to $500 a month, it could have prevented a lot of foreclosures. You know, mm-hmm. so can you imagine just an extra $300 to $500 a month could make a difference between whether somebody keeps their home. And direct sales afford you the opportunity to make that. And, you know, for somebody it might be a little bit of money, but that little bit of money could save somebody's household. So people are definitely looking at this different, for sure.
Well, tell our audience, you know, we kind of jumped a little around here. Normally when we get started, we are so nosy here at Wealthy Sisters. You have to forgive us, Ms. Cassandra Johnson. Because we like to know where you come from, you know, what went into everything that we say the recipe of what we see today. And tell us that path of when you first were introduced to direct sales and why you actually decided, okay, you know what, I'm going to do this.
You know, it's really funny, Deborah, because when I actually got into the business, I actually started in direct sales when I was in high school. I was an Avon girl in high school. And it's so funny, at the time I knew nothing about the industry. I was just trying to make a little money, you know, selling a couple of Avon products. And I've dabbled in it probably since high school, a little bit here, a little bit there. I've done a little Mary Kay. I've done a little ACN, all great companies. And I don't think it really connected for me until I was in my last company, which was Warm Spirit, and I was with them for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. And at that point, that's when I started looking beyond just the company and the product, and when I started looking and becoming more of an industry guru and realizing that, you know what, you could really make some serious money in this. And that's when I really started getting serious about the business. So when that company unfortunately closed its doors, I was able to very easily transition to something that was a much better fit for me. And that's the other thing that I'm finding with network marketing or direct sales. You really need to connect with a company whose products and services is something that you connect so strongly with, because that's a key ingredient to being successful in the company. Compass, for me, Compass is a personal development company. It's all about helping women tap into their greatness. I knew that that was something that was spot on for me. I knew I wanted to work with women. I knew I wanted to work on me. And Compass gives me that tool to do just that, work on me, share it with others, and earn an income and impact people's lives. I mean, and so that made it, all the skills that I learned from Warm Spirit, I actually was able to apply to my Compass business and then some. And really, that's what allowed me to take off with it very quickly.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, you said you started out at selling Avon. You were a youngster in high school,
mm-hmm.
so you've had that entrepreneurial bug in you. Were your parents entrepreneurs,
uh-huh.
or did your mom sell Avon? How did you
My mom has done direct sales before. She's done, I think she's done Avon. My mom has done Mary Kay, and she's dabbled
uh-huh.
in a couple of businesses herself. I think I got the entrepreneurial bug from my grandfather. My grandfather, he passed in 84. But he had his own carpet business, and he was that man that never he always paid cash for everything. So except for his house, he was that guy. Everything was cash, cars, everything. Not a fancy man, but he worked very, very hard, had his business, and he always talked to me about, get as much education as you can, Cassandra, because no one will ever be able to take that away from you. And so I watched him work and build his business and make connections with people that helped him, you know, build a nice business to take care of his family. I mean, you know, he did pretty well for himself.
That's wonderful. Now, when you look at this industry and the opportunity that you've been involved in, when you see others who may be wondering, okay, is this something that I should become a part of, what kind of tips or suggestions outside of you, which very great points, find something that resonates with them. There are several opportunities out here, and many are very good opportunities, and find out which one works best. What other tips would you share with a listener that might be new to the industry or considering getting involved in this industry?
I would say really go for it. I mean, the beauty about this industry is that you can get into it for a very low, small amount of money. Mm-hmm. The playing field is pretty much level, so it really doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter how many degrees you have, what your background is. Anybody can come in at the same level and do amazing things in this. So this is the only industry that I know where you can go in with a low cost and really make unlimited amounts of income. And so for anybody looking at another option, an alternative to what they're doing, or something in addition to what they're doing, really needs to take a serious look at direct sales or network marketing and try it out. But mm-hmm. also understand that it is not a get rich quick opportunity. You are going to put in the time, just like you put in the time with your job or mm-hmm. anything else that you do. You're going to have to put in the time, but you owe it to yourself to at least try it out to, if nothing else, understand the industry. Because networking, I mean, if you really think about it, we do networking every single day in some way. We're always sharing something with others. We'll tell them about a great place that we a restaurant that we ate. We'll share with them about a movie that we saw or a play that we saw. And we're not getting referral checks from those places that we send our friends to. Well, all network marketing and direct sales is just referring people to something that you love, that resonates with you, and having an opportunity to get a referral check in return. That's all it is. So looking at it from that standpoint, everybody should give it a shot. I do believe mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What are some of the benefits about being involved? I mean, if someone gets started in this industry, I mean, and they know not what to do, are there other ways that they can benefit from a team structure, or how does that work?
Well, every company, every very successful company has a system. So mm-hmm. when you come into a company, network marketing, like even with Compass is a very amazing program, and we have a system. We have a system to show you how to be successful in this company. So while you're an independent business owner in your business, you're not, you know, as they say, you're in business for yourself but not by yourself. You now become a part of an amazing community of people that are also building their business. Not only your team, but just the network, the community that you're involved in. Compass has an amazing community of women that are building their, and even some enlightened men who are building their business. So you've got people to tap into. I mean, even as a coach, I have access to a number of other coaches in this business that we partner and tag team. Tag team with each other to build our business. So it's such a great way for you to connect and lock arms with other independent business owners and build a business. You're not doing it by yourself. That's the beauty mm-hmm. of network marketing and direct sales.
Mm-hmm. And what I love about you and our awesome guest, Ms. Tracy Montfort, who will be coming on at the second half of the show, is that both of you all are also, you have your other businesses outside of your particular direct sales opportunity. And mm-hmm. both of you guys are involved in something that, of course, resonates with you. Tell me how you actually saw this as an opportunity to build your business and how it enhances what you're doing. I think you may have kind of alluded to it just a moment ago mm-hmm. about sharing mm-hmm. with other coaches, but tell us a little bit more, because we know that there are people who are out there right now who mm-hmm. are interested in the industry and mm-hmm. perhaps, you know, they are building another business. You mentioned the word multiple streams of income. How can mm-hmm. someone be successful in this industry and still maintain their focus on their business as well?
Well, for me, Destined to Be Great is my company, and that's mm-hmm. my coaching, consulting, and personal branding company. And so when I was going through my formal coach training program and I looked at Compass, I said, this links right into what I'm going to do with my business, because it's a group coaching model, a very powerful group coaching model, and I knew I wanted to do group coaching with women. So this is another a resource that I'm now able to offer my clients as a result. But here's the other thing. Even with the company, whether it's just a network marketing or direct sales company and another company or both, because I have both, and I'm using both of those to really build a powerful personal brand, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, People connect with, I make it a point to connect with people. That's more important to me than anything. And when I connect with them, you know, people become a part of Compass, or they become a part of Destined to Be Great because of the connection that we've made. So
right.
This is a very powerful way for you to kind of use your brand or use your businesses, whether it's a business like my coaching practice or my direct sales business, and use that to build your own personal brand. And that's how I look at it, because people do business with those they know, they like, and they trust. We're also taking it a step further, and one of the things that we're launching actually in January, we are launching a home-based business summit. It's a power planning series that's going to be January, I think it's the 13th, it's a Friday, and it's designed to help people who want to get in business, whether they are either getting in business or in business, and they want to build their business. So this all ties together. People have an opportunity to come to that and get the training and support that they need, learn more about some other network marketing and direct sales businesses, and really understand what it takes to be a successful business owner.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be in January, you said?
Yeah, that's going to be January 13th.
Okay.
It's a home-based business summit. It'll be in West Orange, New Jersey at the Wilshire
okay.
Grand Hotel.
Okay. Okay.
It's hbbspp.com.
Okay.
You can visit that,
okay.
and people can definitely register for that, because that's going to be a great way for them to, if they're not already in business, to get started in business and start power planning. If they are in business, this is going to be a way for them to take it to the next level. And I said all that to say, because everything I do, not only with Destined to Be Great and Compass, but what we're doing with this summit, we're taking it a step further with events and opportunities that are going to be able to help other entrepreneurs do their thing
mm-hmm,
and be successful.
Mm-hmm. And that's the key, you know, to definitely help the entrepreneurs to be successful,
yep.
don't you think?
Yep. Yes,
mm-hmm,
it is.
Mm-hmm,
it is.
Mm-hmm,
we're not
mm-hmm.
in this for ourselves. This is not,
mm-hmm.
It's not about me.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Even with everything that you do, it's not about me. This is so about helping as many people as I can change their lives.
Right, right. Now, tell us, let's talk a little bit about leadership, because I've been having this conversation with our company, Big Thinkers Academy. That's what we focus on, maximizing human potential. And one of the things we recognize, the areas that we need across the board in our educational system, in the corporate, in the governmental system, is a new base of leadership. And
mm-hmm.
just that whole... the whole idea of being a leader, even in sports and athletics, you know, the
mm-hmm.
whole idea of good sportsmanship, that seems to not be as prevalent as it has been. So we want to help change that today. What are your thoughts on leadership and how it plays into you being involved in the industry of direct sales? Has it helped you as a leader? Do you find that there are principles in place to help build leaders? What's your take on that?
Well, kind of my take on leadership, and I would say for the past probably 4 or 5 years, I've been working harder on me than anybody else
mm-hmm.
To really figure out what my strengths are, and for the areas that I feel like, you know, maybe that's not my expertise, just really understanding me. And so as you evolve as a leader, the more you connect with yourself, the more you understand what your gifts are, and the more you work on you, the less, the more confidence you have. So it doesn't become an issue of whether somebody can take away or tread on your territory. So leadership is all about refining who you are, and using those strengths to help raise up other people. Everything we do has an impact on somebody. You know, if you're able to say something or put some information out there and people respond to it, essentially you're leading in some way, and you can either do it in a positive way or you can do it in a not-so-positive way. So it's something that we need to continue to work on, but I think we need to continue to just pour into ourselves first to get
mm-hmm.
the support that we need to kind of build us up so that we are leading by example, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does. It does. I mean, definitely, you know, we hear the old saying that says people hear what you say, hear what you do, not what you say.
Yeah, it's
definitely leading by example. Yeah. Well, you know, time is just flying by so fast, and we're wrapping up this segment. First of all, please give everyone all of your contact information before we wrap up. How can they reach you, Cassandra?
Okay, so you can reach me. I'm definitely on Facebook, Cassandra R. Johnson on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm on Twitter as Destin, the number 2, the letter B, GRT. Also, my business number is 800-385-1715, and you can visit www.destined, the number 2, the letter B, GREAT.com, and hope you'll stop by.
And definitely they can also go to WealthyDirectSalesWomen.com there and see all the information about the book. Click on the link there to purchase the book from you as well. Pre-sales are going on now, and we encourage you all to get that. You know, it makes a great gift starting the new year off. A lot of people are setting resolutions, and I tell you, this is some powerful stories that we have in this book, and Cassandra's, I'm so excited about hers as well. Cassandra, as we wrap up, what would you like to leave our audience with today?
Continue to work on you. I'm a big proponent of building your own personal brand, which has become more critical nowadays in these very challenging times. And so continue to work harder on yourself than you do anything else. Continue to pour into your own personal development, and you will see amazing things happen in your life if you do.
Oh, that is great, great advice, you know, to work on you. You know, who are you going to follow? Would you follow you? I love that.
If you wouldn't follow you, then you know you got some work to do. Love it.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, Cassandra. And, you know, perhaps you could stay on the show. Might be some other things we'll tie you in towards the end of the interview here with Tracy. Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening live to Wealthy Sisters and our third part series of Wealthy Direct Sales Women. It's an awesome book. Go to WealthyDirectSalesWomen.com and get your copy today. You can just click on the links there for all our dynamic features and order your copy. Our next guest, I'm so excited about her. We are going to take a short break, come right back, and introduce you to none other than Miss Tracy Montford. And I got to just tell you who she is. I mean, she's a successful career network marketer for over 2 decades. You look at her picture and you would not guess that at all. She's also the co-founder of WTPowers.com, which happens to be, listen to this, an automated prospecting and training system that's helped thousands of networkers around the world build their businesses bigger, faster, and easier. And they've been doing this since 2001. She was a former junior high teacher and is a certified NLP Master Results Coach. So Tracy has taught thousands of network marketers the mindset, and we're going to talk about that today, skill set and tool set imperative for successful telephone prospecting and more. So her mission is to help you continue to become successful and overcome those internal obstacles, internal keyword obstacles, and truly work 100% from home using just the internet and the telephone. So when we come back, we'll hear from none other than Miss Tracy Montfort.
3 women are murdered every day. Around the world, at least 1 in 3 women has been or will be abused in her lifetime. It's time to change these statistics. Join Saving Promise, a national grassroots movement that's bringing about real change. Visit www.savingpromise.org to join our One Voice campaign and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Text My Promise to 20222 to make a $5 donation. We need your voice. Together we can live, thrive, and be free of domestic violence.
Would you like to reach quality professionals? Expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis? Advertise with Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803, or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com. to begin building your brand today.
Yes, yes, we're live and back on Wealthy Sisters. Also today at the end of the show, we're so excited to present the third part of our segment, which is part of Wealthy Sisters Spotlight. If you're interested in that, you can definitely go to WealthySistersRadio.com and learn more about our Spotlight, where you're actually able to tell the audience about your business and what you're doing. And our series today will with Miss Teresa Cloud Eagle Nelson, so stay tuned for that. But before we get to her, I want to bring on just a dynamic woman. I'm thrilled to have met and thrilled that she's a part of this project, Miss Tracy Munchford, calling in all the way from California. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Deborah. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for joining us today and being a part of Wealthy Direct Sales Women.
I am so excited, and I'm so inspired by Cassandra Johnson. Wow.
Isn't she dynamic?
Yes, she sure is. That's been one of the just the greatest benefits for me being a part of this project is getting to know these other women a little bit. I had not met any of them.
Yeah. I know it. That's just the wonderful thing about it that our industry is filled with such talented women and men, of course. And this has just kind of been a dream for me to see this come to pass. I mean, I've always wanted to network with others and have it in a way that we all can share and collaborate and build and help each other. So it's great. It's really great. And like you, I really appreciate being able to learn so much from so many of you phenomenal women.
Well, and I appreciate you for having the initiative to head up this project. I know that it was, you made it look so easy and feel so easy, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Well, and we're telling everyone, stay tuned. I mean, this book is something that we're really, really proud of. So, and I know a lot of people will be helped for years to come just by reading you all's story. And your story is so unique as well. And having been in this industry for over two decades, I can definitely relate to that. Why don't you share with us how you actually got started and where you grew up and why you are involved in this industry today?
Okay. Well, I was born in Lexington, Kentucky, moved to California when I was only 5 years old. And I was, I was in a family that very entrepreneurial minded, sales minded. My father was a sales trainer for IBM. My mother was a executive secretary for Xerox. And I think, and then they later on started their own real estate developing company. And I think just kind of through osmosis, sitting around the dinner table and so forth, I was always hearing about goals and sales and things like that. And from a very, very early age, I loved it. I loved to sell anything. And I actually started my very first business at the age of 9. It was a greeting card business. I went door to door and had a reorder clientele and everything, and it was just so much fun. But life takes its twists and turns. And another thing that I was really called to do from an early age was to be a teacher. In fact, when I was in second grade, I had these little preschool kids that would come over to my house, and I would teach them school. I had open house in my bedroom, sent home report cards, and when they got to kindergarten, the teacher was just blown away because they knew all their basic skills already. So I ended up going into the teaching field and becoming a junior high school teacher, and I was teaching math and science. Well, so many things happened that year. I just had graduated straight out of college, got hired to teach this junior high school, and I got married, I got pregnant, we moved, and 5 days after school was out, my first child, Caleb, was born. So that was June 17th. And I knew, even while I was expecting him, that there was no way I was going to go back to work full-time. I was working maybe 60, 70 hours a week as a brand-new teacher. It was very stressful. And I didn't know what I was going to do. But I knew that I was not going to put him in daycare for 60 hours a week.
So
my husband and I, we agreed, and I quit. I quit my job. They wouldn't let me do a job share, and which would have been fine. You know, I would have done that half-time but not full-time. And my sister, who had had her first child and turned out to be only child just 18 months prior to me, or excuse me, 15 months prior to me, had been faced with that same choice, and she quit and her job that she'd had for 10 years and got involved in network marketing. So I had watched her. Within 10 months' time, she'd more than replaced her full-time income, and she had won an all-expense-paid trip for herself and her husband to Hong Kong and Hawaii, and travel is a huge hot button for me. having been a foreign exchange student and in high school and been able to travel all around Europe and everything, I just hadn't gotten over that. I wanted to see the world. So that's really, there's a lot more to that story, but that's it in a nutshell. That's how I got involved. I ended up joining my sister and following her blueprint, and same thing happened. Within 10 months, I more than replaced my income, won my first all-expense-paid trip to Cancun, Mexico for myself and my husband, and became psychologically unemployable from that day forward.
It is. We did say we were going to talk about mindset, didn't we?
Yes.
You know, that is, tell us what that definition means of psychologically unemployable.
Well, you know, I think once you taste that sense of freedom that you
yes.
can have by being your own boss, now that doesn't mean it doesn't come without its own set of challenges.
Right.
There have been many days where I fired myself only, you know, to rehire myself the next day. But, you know, that just that freedom to get up when you want. You know, I've got a 10-second commute, not even that, from my bedroom to my office. You know, to be able to wear what I want, to work with whom I want and not with those I don't want to. You know, to be able to kind of set my own goals on my income level. To be able to travel the world, to be able to work with the highest caliber people that I have ever, ever had the opportunity to know. And those are the people, the leaders in this industry in network marketing, because in order to become a leader in this industry, first it's a mindset and then it's a skill set. And it's the people who stick it through, you know, people like Cassandra Johnson that we just listened to, they have done so much personal growth. That those are the people I want to be associated with. And the people that have that aspiration, that are just getting started, those are the people I want to associate with, because they are forward-thinking. They are, you know, willing to step out of that box and see that there's something different out there for them. And so for me, it's not just about the financial freedom, but it's about the freedom to really be and become who you are truly destined to be.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you said so much there. When we talk about associations, you mentioned that, you know, it's important for you to be associated with, like you mentioned, forward-thinking people, people that think outside of the box, and people that have been working on themselves personally and professionally. Why is that important? Are you saying that our associations really, really matter in our lives for as far as where we are, what our outcomes are? Is that what you're saying?
I really do believe that. You know, there's a little cliche that we hear over and over again in network marketing, and I do believe that cliches are cliches because there's truth in them, and that is that you are the sum total of the five people you associate with the most closely. And now, you know, you have to kind of really examine that statement, because that doesn't mean cut off the friends that you've always loved. That doesn't mean divorce anybody or, you know, run away from your family. But it does mean look at who you're spending most of your time with in terms of the thoughts that you're allowing into your reality, the behaviors, you know, the activities. Just that whole mindset. And so, and then once you start, you know, associating with people who are big thinkers, who are positive minded, I tell people go on a negativity fast, you know, turn off the TV, limit the relationships that you have with people that bring negativity into your life, and associate with those who are making a difference, really, you know, in their own lives and in the lives of others. And you will become that person, too, and then you will be like a beacon of positivity, and you'll be attracting just more of that to you.
And, you know, we have, in like you said, it's good in everything, and there are some challenges in everything. And I noticed over the years that that tends to be one of the challenges in our industry, that we kind of maybe take things to the extreme. And I'm glad you mentioned, you said, not necessarily cut your family off or no divorce, you know, because we've seen that happen sometime where people just cut off, you know, those family members or what have you, but you're saying there's a balance there in monitoring how you actually associate it with those who may not be moving the way you want to move.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
I think that's important. Tell us more, too, about how important it is to recognize a person's hot buttons. Your sister won that trip traveling, and your hot button is traveling. Is it really important to pay attention or to listen? We probably could talk about listening skills here when we are involved in the industry. How important is it to listen to what that prospect might be saying?
Well, I think it's paramount that you do that. And there's another little saying, you know, that God gave us two ears and one mouth, and that's so that we would listen
right.
twice as much as we talk. And, you know, that's sometimes hard to do because when you're, especially when you're brand new, you're so excited about your opportunity and what you found, and you want to just tell everything, you know, and you want to impart that just as quickly as possible, and you're so enthusiastic. And I do believe in sharing your enthusiasm. But, you know, doing it in a way that you are appreciating that person, listening authentically to that person, asking questions that bring out who they are and what they might be looking for. You know, I could be so excited about the travel and be going on and on and on about travel, and the person I'm talking to hates to travel, is afraid to travel,
right.
never gets on an airplane.
Right.
So I want to find out what makes that person tick for sure and then share those benefits, because our opportunity in direct sales is so multifaceted. You know, for some people, it's more about the recognition than it is about the money. You know, there's most people are recognized twice in their lives, when they're born and when they die. You know, maybe a watch 40 years, you know, after they've worked for a company and retire. But, you know, we get so much recognition in our industry. It's really about promoting people. So that could be somebody's hot button. Or it could be that they want to stay home with their family. Maybe they don't want to travel. Maybe they're a traveling salesperson right now and they want to be home. So maybe the benefits of being home. So, you know, you have to find out, yes, that hot button, definitely. And I know you and I talked about this when we were working on the book, that when my sister first started talking to me about network marketing, she didn't quite have my hot button in terms of her company, because my sister, they called her, people that know us both would call her Princess Di and would call me Nature Girl. And my sister was in a cosmetic company, a skincare and cosmetic company, and she would pull out her lipsticks out of her beauty case and put them on and say, oh, I just love having all these lipsticks. And I would just kind of roll my eyes because I didn't even wear a lipstick. And it wasn't until I watched her be able to raise her own child from home, you know, and get that trip, that my antenna went up and I said, oh, there might be something in there for me other than the lipsticks.
Yeah, that is true. You know, you got to find the one that resonates with you, or find something within that that does as well. Now, when you got started, we know we just finished talking about those hot buttons. I know you've had an extensive career in the industry, and you and your husband actually started your own company that actually supports network marketers. WTPowers.com. Tell us more about that and how, I guess, you exited and re-entered the industry as well.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, what happened was, Pat is my husband. He and I had been building a company using the phone and the internet. This was kind of a long journey I had done with my cosmetic company for 8 years, Party Plan, and loved that. And then the internet, you know, became a tool, and I really loved the idea of being able to work from my home 100% rather than, you know, always in someone else's home, even though I enjoyed that phase. And so we were really looking for something we could do right from home using the internet and the telephone. And we got involved in a company that had a product that was conducive to that, and we built it up to about 18,000 distributors in 18 months in 30 different countries. And unfortunately, some of the leadership of that company were doing some things, I guess, that were, you know, not ethical, and the FTC ended up shutting that company down, and we lost our income overnight. Well, we had called our team the WAVE team, which stands for We All Value Each Other, and Together Everyone Achieves More. And we had
Love
put
it.
Up a website where we were providing tools and training, tools that we had found on the Internet, training that we had developed ourselves over all the years of network marketing. And we were getting tens of thousands of hits to that website every single month. Network marketers were loving it, and the word was spreading like wildfire. And we weren't charging anything for it. It was a free service. Well, when the company shut down, you know, and our income went away, my husband said, also his mother died right at that same time, and it was like a huge, you know, devastating time in his life. And he said, I don't want to build another network marketing company. I want to build my own. And we've seen that there's a niche out here. People are looking for these tools and this training. Let's build it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't have a clue how to do that. But we just kind of put one foot in front of the other. We found a web developer and a designer, and we started putting our ideas up, and it just kind of evolved. And people just received it very, very well because there was nothing else on the Internet like it. And what we did was we put all of the tools and training all under one umbrella, for a very small monthly cost, and we even put a compensation plan into it so people could earn it for free, because we know one of the reasons why a lot of people end up quitting their network marketing enterprise before they actually see that success is that, you know, sometimes they're spending money on things, and before they get a chance to really build that income up, they might look at it as an expense rather than an asset, and so we wanted to help alleviate that as well.
Mm-hmm. And I love it because your system helps with prospecting and
correct.
Helping. Does it help generate the leads for them as well, or is it just for the prospecting?
No, we do provide all the tools for people to generate their own leads. Flash movie presentations that are very emotional, so that they get the prospect leaning forward, saying, "Oh yeah, you know, I do have this problem. Help me. What's the solution?" And then they go into an autoresponder series that educates them on the benefits of a home-based business. We have landing pages, we have a contact manager, and we have a training resource center. We do live calls and webinars and so forth. So it is a complete package. And we also sell leads for people who would rather just purchase leads. You know, we've done all that advertising to collect those leads for them so they don't have to do that. So some people would rather spend the time, some people would rather spend the money. It's the choice is theirs. Mm-hmm. And I did want to point out the We All Value Each Other, Together Everyone Achieves More, the WAVE team. That's what the WT in WT Power stands for. So it's WAVE Team Power Solutions.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great. And so that's WTPowers.com for
that's
anyone that's interested. They can go there and learn more about the great systems that you all have there. So you were building this company with your husband, and then all of a sudden something happened. You got back involved full-time, or I say on a heavy basis in the industry. What happened?
Well, what happened was a very good friend of mine who's also a network marketing trainer, traveled all over the world training people in network marketing, had found a tool online and shared it with me and said, this is something that I'm using that's helping me with my relationships. Well, lo and behold, you remember I told you my very, very first business was when
yes.
I was 9 years old, was selling greeting cards?
Yes.
Well, this was a greeting card company that was online, and you know how I love to do everything 100% from home, right?
Right.
That allowed me to send out heartfelt greeting cards, touching nothing more than my keyboard, but they would do all of the printing, stuffing, stamping, and sending for me. And I have been preaching to network marketers for the past 24 years, send positive mail. Think of reasons to appreciate people. Remember, people a lot of times will work more for the appreciation and the recognition than the money. So if you can thank your customers when they purchase from you, recognize your distributors when they, you know, do even their first bit of activity, remember people's birthdays and anniversaries and at the holiday time, thank people when they've sent you a referral. all of those kinds of things. And most people realize the importance of it, but they don't do it because it's expensive and it's time-consuming. So he shared this tool with me online where I could do it at a fraction of the cost and in a fraction of the time, and I signed up to do it as just a customer. I mean, I signed up at the distributor level because I always do. If I'm going to join a network marketing company, you know, I know
right.
that I'll probably refer a few people if I love the product, and then I'll make my money back, and that's a good investment. So that's what I did with this one. And people started getting my cards, and they started calling me up. And I had people crying on my answering machine over the cards. I had people laughing, and they wanted to know how I did it. How did I get my pictures in there? How did I get my handwriting in there and so forth? And I just kind of, a light bulb went on, and I said, my goodness, this is the way it's supposed to work, network marketing, you know? And so I started telling people how I did it, and people were joining, and then I would support them to get their people involved, and it just kind of organically grew, and it got to a point where I hit a significant leadership position in the company and really felt that responsibility to step in and be that leader that I love to be, you know, with my team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something I do very, very part-time, and I, you know, haven't shot straight to the top like some people who would choose to do that, but I have hit a significant position, and it's been through just loving it.
And I love that because I wanted to bring that point out that we mentioned earlier in the show with Cassandra, that this industry allows people to actually get out of it what they need from it. And a lot of times we always think of just the top, or if I'm not there, then I'm not going to really be involved. But the income that people can make just at being at a second position or third position as opposed to the top is pretty substantial. I mean, you're looking at people that do 60 to 75 grand a year, and that's extra money residually. So,
well, exactly.
And
especially
what,
you know, Cassandra said about, you know, for some people it would save their home or prevent them from going into bankruptcy. Sometimes that's as little as $300 to $500 a month that can do that. And that is certainly very, very achievable working very, very part-time. And you don't have to change what you're doing. You don't have to quit your job. You know, you don't have to change anything. This is something you can weave in. And we're out and about. We're networking. We're seeing people. We're recommending things all the time. Why not get paid for that? The other thing a lot of people don't realize is that just by having a home-based business and attempting to make a profit, you're going to save up to $6,000 per year on your taxes. And many tax consultants will say if you don't have a home-based business, you are making a huge financial mistake.
That's right. Not to mention when you learn how to even get a pay raise on that job as well, which we show people how to do that, you know, just by your tax difference instead of waiting at the end of the year to get the taxes, you know, get it throughout the year. So it's great. Well, I tell you, this time has flown by so fast. Please give everyone your contact information, Tracy.
I would be happy to. Yes, our website at wtpowers.com, we have a free newsletter there called The Power Line, so if you'd like to stay in touch, you could subscribe to that for free. And if you are in direct sales and you want to check out our tools, we do have a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can get in and snoop around, find out if it's for you or not. And if it is, great. We'd love to have you. If not, you know, then you just cancel your account and we give you a full refund, no questions asked. You don't even have to ask us for it. I'm also on Facebook, and my name is Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, Montefort, M-O-N-T-E-F-O-R-T-E, so facebook.com/TracyMontefort. Also on Twitter, my handle there is PowerGal, so twitter.com/PowerGal. And, I also teach Dialing for Dollars workshops. A lot of times people that are in our industry, especially when they're new, they're kind of afraid to pick up the telephone and contact people. And I like to turn that fear into fun. And so I teach some week-long webinar workshops. We meet online through a webinar, and we actually call prospects together, and we do actually 18 hours of prospecting together plus a lot of content training. And you can check that out if you like at getdialingfordollars.com, and that's all spelled out. I do ask people to submit an application, and there's no obligation, but that puts you on my waiting list for my next workshop. So that's
awesome.
GetDialingForDollars.com.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Tracy, thank you so much. Cassandra, I want to thank you as well for being a part of the project and a part of the show today. I want to encourage everyone to go to WealthyDirectSalesWomen.com. Click right there so you can purchase your book on Tracy Montfort's name and also on Cassandra Johnson's name as well. You can get your copy right away. It's going to be released early 2012, and we know this will be something that you want and must have in your library. Ladies, thank you so much again. And for those who are still tuned in, we welcome you to and thank you for tuning in. We're going to shift now to our Wealthy Spotlight, Wealthy Sister Spotlight feature today, continuing with the segment on Miss Teresa Cloud Eagle Nelson. Teresa happens to be an effective living specialist and self-care specialist. She is also a speaker and a spiritual life coach and personal development coach. And you can reach her at TeresaCloudEagle.com and www.DivineEssentials.com. And this is another part of the interview we did with her.
It's a blend that transfers into the aromatherapy blend when it becomes mixed with, whether it's a carrier oil such as jojoba ester or sweet almond oil, or if you make it into a body butter using shea butter and all the components that go to it. That's when it becomes the aromatherapy for the benefit and healing of the person.
Wow. Now, your company, Divine Essentials, tell us, you know, what is the purpose of your organization?
The purpose of the organizations, I must backtrack. It's not just Divine Essentials, but it's also Teresa Cloud Eagle, because I do coaching and speaking under that name. But our purpose of the entire organization is founded upon the holistic approach to life. And, you know, that meaning the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of the total person that we supply services for. Those aspects, like I said before, are essential to a root healing, if you will. It enables you to get to the root cause of the imbalance that a person may be facing, and so that they can realize a total healing. And we really work with that person to bring that out in themselves, because we are all innate healers. We have that capability. We just become disconnected with the fact that we have those powers within us. So as we focus on, you know, the root issues, then we can get to the spiritual aspect, which helps to bring about the total healing for that person.
Now, why do you think it's a challenge for people to embrace this way of life or thinking? And what tips can you offer to some of our listeners right now who might have trouble embracing it, but, you know, kind of a little bit open, but still, you understand what I'm saying, how
yeah.
we are so conditioned to focus on the Western style of medicine,
right,
as opposed to a more holistic point of view?
Yes. Well, actually, holistic is what we lived by prior to the mm-hmm. industrial age coming
mm-hmm.
into being.
Mm-hmm.
The things that God gave us, that the divine gave us here on this earth, it's what we relied on for our total well-being, our foods and our medicines, you know, and those kinds of things. We got away from those because mankind introduced an easier way
mm-hmm.
for us to take care of ourselves, if you will. However, in that taking care of ourselves, we moved more into synthetic types of medicines, instead of the natural raw medicines, which really brought about a healing as opposed to a Band-Aid effect. Now,
right.
I'm not saying that the traditional medicines are not good, because they have their place as well. God made those available for us, too. However, the responsibility is truly on us in how we process things, how we allow things to affect us, how we can seek out some more natural types of medicines or remedies that we can use prior to going to the doctor. And also all of our medicines, little is it known that all of the medicines that we have a minute amount of essential oils in them. That's where it starts at.
The derivative. They've been derived.
The derivative,
from the
exactly.
form of plant. Right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters. We encourage you to catch us next week where we will continue with our series of Wealthy Direct Saleswomen. It'll be the fourth one, and we have two more fabulous women that we're going to interview next week, Ms. Lisa Cloud and also Carol Waltz. Powerhouses. So tune in next week. Again, we encourage you to go by www.wealthydirectsaleswomen today. Get your copy of the book. And remember, please, we want you to know that we wish you and yours the best of everything great. This has been another great show. Have a great day.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by the Professional Black Woman. Turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hardnett, our host next week, as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. That's www.wealthysisters.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.